Hi, everybody. I'm John Beeler, and I'm in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I'm talking with Chris Huer over Skype. And Chris is in California. We're talking today about our core conversation at South by Southwest, called "Do the Cool Kids Leave When the Suits Arrive?" The premise behind this topic, sort of the genesis of it, came from talking with my wife about the fact that she didn't understand why some of her favorite sites and services kept changing, how they behave and handle their user stuff. Some examples like Facebook and Twitter, when they change their policies or how the sites function, those types of things. There's always something in the background that sort of is driving it, and it's not something that the average consumer of these products or services really understands. It really needs a geek like myself or Chris to explain.
Are geeks cool again? I think geeks are cool again, so that's okay being a geek. Chuck's making it cool, right?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. All the, and Big Bang Theory, those types of shows.
It's good. Well, again, what's in fashion is in one moment, out the next, but what remains is our own humanity. And it's interesting because I see this idea as being a metaphor for, how people from different cultures, languages, religions, age groups, ethnicities, with different levels of experience, like you're talking about with your wife, but with also different values and perspectives, how they come together as well, and what happens when the two mix. It's a really important element here, and in fact, bilingualism is in fact perhaps the most interesting element of it, because if you look at it, people who invest a lot of time learning to appreciate the other's uniqueness or difference ends up having created greater value and having a richer experience throughout their life. And this is very similar, I guess, to translating geek speak.
Exactly, yeah. And it's interesting that both parties tend to spend a lot of time and effort on that particular item, and yet they're kind of out of sync almost in what's driving them to make that effort. Whether it's someone trying to build community or find friends, or someone's trying to have a business and make some money. There's a lot of different levels that people approach these things on, but ultimately they're all working towards the same end goal with a lot of these sites and services. So one of the
Yeah, and
things.
when a new culture comes in, that makes it very different. I mean, you saw this with the Reddit and the Digg crowd when that happened, when some people started migrating services. Things change for them. And sometimes it's not for the better.
Exactly. Yeah, and Facebook's having all kinds of turmoil with making some slight adjustments to how they manage their privacy settings and just even simple things like the live news feed on the homepage of Facebook. It's really disturbing to some users. They don't like that kind of dramatic change that tends to come with these types of things. And some people like myself, I love change. I like exploring and experiencing new things all the time. But other people like having it the way it's always been. And so trying to manage and balance a lot of those types of different perspectives is quite a big challenge, especially as these sites and cultures grow and there's more unique perspectives that keep looking at this particular thing. How do you keep a balance and make everybody happy? It's very difficult to do that. So that's one of the things that we're hoping to explore with this session in March.
Yeah, so do the cool kids leave when the suits arrive? Well, all too often that's the case, but I think both of them are missing out on an opportunity when they do. So we'll explore that and a bunch of other consequences and interesting questions around this on March 12th at 3:30 during our core conversation at South by Southwest, or as it's affectionately known, Geek Spring Break.
Exactly. Looking forward to it. Thanks, everybody.